Morning. I have a devotional reading from Colossians 1, verses 15 to 23. Colossians 1, 15 to 23. In my Bible, this section is called The Supremacy of the Son of God. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. This passage talks about God's big purpose, reconciling, restoring the world, and especially his people, his creation, to himself. All things, all people, through Christ, through his blood shed for us. He made peace with us who were far away and brought us close to him. So we were alienated, and now we can be at peace with God. That's the blessing that we enjoy in Christ. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you would be present here in our service. We thank you for your love, your concern. Thank you that you answer and hear and answer our prayers. And we pray that the concerns that we brought before you this morning, you'll answer according to your wisdom, your mercy, and your love. Thank you for your mercy on our behalfs. Pray that you be with our service to follow today. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. I'd like to introduce our speaker for this morning, Jaime Ramirez. He's connected with Vladimir, and both from Colombia, South America, from Bogota. Jaime is a Mennonite pastor and a church planter in part of the city of Bogota, and he's here to share with us what's going on in the church, his testimony from Colombia, and to allow us to help by the way of a basket offering with the expenses associated with building a church building for a church plant in part of Bogota. I'd just like to read a little bit of the letter of background coming from Pastor Peter Stuckey, and also from the Mennonite World Conference, in a way of affirming the work of Jaime. He helped plant a congregation in Soacha, and now is in the process of a new church plant in a very large area of the city called Suba. Bogota is a city of about 8 million people, so there's plenty of need to plant churches. We have bought a property in Suba about 31 feet front by 51 feet deep in a very centrally located area, and we want to build a meeting house, and now we're raising the money to get started so we can avoid paying rent. So Pastor Jaime Ramirez has been invited to share this project and vision with churches who might be willing to help, and we are one of those. So we welcome him this morning and look forward to hearing what God has given him to share with us. And I also want to say that God has used Jaime in in healing sometimes. God has given him a ministry in that regard too. And he has offered to pray with anyone after a service this morning who would be looking for God's touch in a way this morning. So turn the service over to Jaime. He's got a video, some slides, and talk about his work.
Gracias, Pastor Wayne, por su presentación. Sí. Siempre hay una primera vez.
There is always a first time.
Y esta es la primera vez.
And this is the first time.
Que tengo la oportunidad, gracias a todos ustedes por permitirme traer la palabra del Señor.
That I have the opportunity to pray in other country. Thanks to you for allowing me to bring the word of God.
Tengo 62 años.
I'm 62. Oh, okay. You have two microphones? Sorry. Can you hear me? Okay, great, sorry.
Mi edad es 62 años.
He's 62 years old.
Soy padre de cuatro hijos.
He's father of four children.
La mayor ya tiene 40 años.
The older is 40 years old.
El menor tiene 33 años.
The youngest is 33 years old.
Con mi esposa.
With my wife.
Desearía que estuviese con nosotros.
Well, I wish she would be with us.
Tenemos también 8 nietos.
We also have 8 grandchildren.
Esa es mi presentación.
This is the presentation of myself.
Entonces, no sé si vamos al video. Es un video muy sencillo.
We have a simple video.
Para que ustedes estén enterados del ministerio del cual Vladimir hace parte.
So you know about the ministry that also in the which Vladimir also takes part.
Entonces, no sé si vamos.
So let's go to video.
Perfecto. Es muy corto el tiempo para mostrar más cosas y a última hora pudimos editar el video.
It's a very short time to show all the things.
Esperamos.
And we didn't have much time to edit this video.
Esperamos que haya quedado claro el resumen de nuestra iglesia.
We hope that it will be more or less clear the summary of our church.
Bueno, agradezco a Dios por los misioneros norteamericanos que inundaron del evangelio glorioso de Cristo a Latinoamérica.
I thank the Lord for the US missionaries who made their effort and went to Latin America and brought the gospel there.
Y no sería posible que yo estuviese acá con Vladimir de no haber sido por los misioneros norteamericanos y europeos.
It would not be possible that I would be here with Vladimir without the help and the work of the missionaries from USA and Europe.
El libro de Hebreos dice en el capítulo 6, verso 10.
Hebrews says, the book of Hebrews says in chapter 6, verse 10.
Porque Dios no es injusto para olvidar vuestra obra.
God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them.
Vamos, esta es la foto de los primeros misioneros que llegaron a Colombia.
This is the picture of the first Mennonite missionaries who came to Colombia.
El pastor Gerardo Stucky, procedente de Indiana.
The pastor Gerald Stucky, who was coming from Indiana,
tuvo un viaje a conocer Latinoamérica.
He had a trip to know Latin America.
Pero jamás estaba en el pensamiento de ellos fundar una iglesia o algo en Colombia. Iban a Centroamérica.
He was going to Central America, and he thought it was not to start to plant a church in Colombia.
Pero uno de ellos enfermó de tifo en Bogotá, la capital de Colombia.
But one of the missionaries who was going with him, he got sick of typhus when they went going through Bogotá, Colombia. Bogotá is the capital city of Colombia.
Entonces, don Gerardo, que es el padre del pastor que recién habló Peter Stuckey en el video.
So this pastor, Gerald Stuckey, who is the father of the person you saw in the video, Peter Stuckey.
Y aclaro también que la señora María Becker es la mamá de Pedro Stuckey y la esposa de Don Gerardo, ya fallecido.
Yes, and also the woman, Mary, she is the wife of Pastor Gerald, and she is the mother of Pastor Peter. Pastor Gerald already passed on.
Ella ya tiene 101 años.
And Mary Stuckey, she is already 101 years old.
Cuando cayó enfermo de tifo, el otro misionero presbiteriano, él, fundador de muchas obras en Latinoamérica, de nombre William Booth.
William Booth was the other missionary. He was Presbyterian. He was traveling with Gerald Stuckey, and he got sick of typhus when he went to Bogota. He planted many churches, this William Booth.
El pastor Gerardo empezó a caminar Bogotá y a enterarse de lo que llamamos nosotros niños habitantes de la calle.
Pastor Gerald, while William Booth was sick, Pastor Gerald was walking the streets of Bogotá. He began to see homeless children.
Después visitó un lugar que un pueblo a 3 horas de Bogotá que se llama Agua de Dios.
After that, he visited one town that is close to Bogotá. The name of this town is Agua de Dios.
Donde vio los leprosos.
Where he saw lepers.
Y Dios puso en su corazón.
And God put in his heart.
El crear un colegio para hijos de leprosos.
To start a school for the children of people with leprosy.
Y ahí se da origen en un pueblo que se llama Cachipay.
And in this way, they started in a town called Cachipay.
De un colegio para hijos de leprosos.
This school for children of lepers.
La iglesia no nace como tal como iglesia, más como obra social.
So the church didn't start as a church, but like a social work.
Ahora, al contrario, nosotros queremos, hemos fundado primero la iglesia, pero a la vez hacemos obra social.
We have started first a church there in Suba, but same time we are doing social work.
Estamos hablando del año 1945.
This mission started in 1945.
Para ir resumiendo, en los años 60 se funda la primera iglesia en Bogotá.
So the first Mennonite church started in the years 1960s in Bogotá.
De nombre Ciudad Berna.
The name of the church is the name of the neighborhood, Ciudad Berna.
Y en los años 60 se funda la iglesia menonita de Teusaquillo, de donde es pastor Peter Stuckey, que apareció en el video.
Also in the 60s, it was founded the church Mennonite from Teusaquillo, where the pastor Peter Stuckey is pastor of this church,
y
which you saw in the video.
La iglesia de Teusaquillo, donde tanto Vladimir como yo asistíamos, da a luz la iglesia de San Nicolás, donde da testimonio la hermana de las máquinas de coser.
So, Pastor Jaime and me, we were going to this church, Teusaquillo Church, that is the mother church of San Nicolás Church. San Nicolás Church is the church where this woman who was giving testimony about the sewing machines, she goes to that church.
Al cabo de 4 años largos, mi esposa enferma de cáncer.
So after starting the ministry there in San Nicolas, after four years of starting, his wife got sick of cancer.
De tiroides.
Of tiroids.
Debo alejarme del ministerio por un tiempo para cuidar de ella.
Then he had to retire from the ministry sometime to take care of her.
Para la gloria de Dios.
For the glory of God.
Es sana.
She's healthy.
Y, perdón.
Sorry.
Después de eso, se funda la iglesia de Suba. Vladimir es parte de esa fundación.
After that, the Suba church started. Vladimir also took part in the starting this church.
Sí, para ir, nos congregamos de 35 a 50 personas.
We are going to the church between 35 and 50 people in this Suva church.
Voy a dar un pequeño testimonio de cómo fue mi llamado a pastorear.
He wants to give a small testimony on how he was called to be pastor.
Mi ministerio en Teusaquillo, en la iglesia.
His ministry in the church of Teusaquillo.
Era formar células en las casas, células de oración y de estudio bíblico.
Was to do cells of biblical study and cells of prayer in houses of people.
Especialmente en la casa de nosotros.
Especially in their house.
Primero comenzó con 5 personas, después con 10.
First 5 people, after 10.
Después llegaron 20.
After 20.
Después 30.
After 30.
Ya no cabíamos.
And not enough space for all the people in this cell.
Y sentí en mi corazón un llamado de Dios.
And he felt in his heart a calling from God.
Pero tal vez no era el tiempo de Dios.
But maybe this was not God's time.
En oración le hablé al Señor y le dije, Señor, si no puedo tener este ministerio, yo quisiera formar un negocio de tiempo completo sin dejar de asistir a la iglesia.
In prayer, he asked God that if he could not be pastor, he wanted to start a full-time business. Of course, still going to church, attending church, but start business.
Entonces, en una ocasión, para ir a comprar los productos, nosotros tenemos una microempresa de ropas de dotación, overoles, botas, chaquetas. Y nosotros fui a comprar unas cremalleras y unos elementos para nuestra microempresa.
He and his wife, they have a small business of workwear. And he was doing, one day he was going to buy some articles that he needed for his business. In a bus he went.
Tomé un bus y en el bus se subió un habitante de la calle.
In the same bus, a homeless got on the bus.
Sin dientes, deformado, maloliente, y dio un discurso, muy buen discurso.
He didn't have teeth, he didn't have good smell, and completely like deformed his face.
Yo me dije para mis adentros, este hombre tiene instrucción universitaria.
This man gave a small speech about his life in the bus, and while he was speaking, Pastor Jaime thought that he attended to a college.
Pero había algo que le faltaba a su discurso, que era fuerza.
But his speech didn't have any strength.
Entonces le dije, me parece muy bueno su discurso, pero póngale fuerza.
Then after Pastor Jaime told him, I think your speech is very good, but you have to put strength on it.
Él me respondió.
And he answered to me.
Sí, pastor.
Yes, pastor.
Bueno, yo no le puse importancia.
He didn't put attention on this.
Y al final, cuando me iba a bajar del bus,
at the end, when he was getting off of the bus,
le dije, no olvide mi sugerencia.
He told this homeless, please don't forget my suggestion.
Él me dijo, sí, pastor.
And he repeated, yes, pastor.
Yo le dije, ¿por qué me dice usted pastor?
And I asked him, why do you call me pastor?
Porque usted es un pastor de Dios.
And he said, because you are a pastor of God.
Me bajé, lloré.
He cried, he got off of the bus, he
gracias
cried,
a Dios,
and he thanked the Lord.
Porque me habló.
Because he spoke to him.
Dios habla por el que quiere.
God speaks
no por el
to
que nosotros
whoever
queremos.
He wants and not
y Dios
who
habla
we
su
want.
Tiempo.
And he speaks on his time.
La magnífica noticia.
The wonderful news.
Es que ese varón que me habló en el bus.
Is that this man who spoke, this homeless man who spoke
hoy está
to me
asistiendo
bus,
a la iglesia bien vestido.
Now he's
con sus dientes
the church, very well dressed,
y se va a bautizar.
Now he has teeth and he will
la
get baptized. So
Señor.
The glory is for God.
Me estremece dar ese tipo de testimonios.
I shake when I give these kind of testimonies.
Es que el habitante de la calle de Bogotá es drogadicto, está en un es terrible su estado.
Yes, the homeless of a person in Bogota is drug addict. Its state is terrible. It's in terrible conditions.
A partir de ese momento las puertas se abren.
From that moment the doors were opened.
Y empieza el ministerio en la iglesia de San Nicolás.
And the ministry in the church of San Nicolás started.
Recuerdo que el primer empezamos a visitar casa por casa.
He remembers that he started to visit house by house.
Allí hay un comedor.
There is a dining room there.
Para niños de muy escasos recursos.
For children, low income children.
Más o menos, más de 100.
More than 100 children.
Y empezamos a visitar, y una de las cosas que más me llamó la atención, la señora de las máquinas.
And one of the things that I noticed more, this woman of the sewing machines.
Tenía una nieta, tiene una nieta que sufría de cáncer en el útero.
She had a granddaughter. This granddaughter had uterine cancer.
No sucedió nada espectacular.
Nothing special happened.
Oramos por ella.
We prayed for her.
El Señor la sanó.
And God healed her.
Y ya comenzamos más o menos unas 6 personas.
Around 6 people started that church.
Cuando nos retiramos por el cáncer de mi esposa.
After the retirement because of the cancer of my wife.
Ya era una comunidad, una congregación de más o menos de 70, 80 personas.
The community was of around 70, 80 people.
Con niños y adultos, obviamente.
70 or 80 with children and adults.
La otra buena noticia es que esta obra que comenzamos en San Nicolás perdura, no se ha acabado.
Other good news is that this work that was started in San Nicolás is still working today.
Existe todavía.
It
y Vladimir tiene el Ministerio de las Danzas. Ahí una muestra del Ministerio de las Danzas.
Vladimir has a Ministry of Dances and there is a show. This shows the Ministry of Dances.
Él también enseña matemáticas.
I also teach math there.
Para los que no conozcan el testimonio, él es en Colombia ingeniero de sistemas.
For those who don't know the testimony, he is computer engineer.
Y matemático.
A mathematician.
Muy bien. Creo firmemente en la constancia como un valor del cristianismo.
I believe firmly in persistence as a value of Christianity.
Y me gusta mucho el proverbio que dice que no es la gota la que quebranta la roca.
And he likes this saying that it's not the drop, the one that breaks the
stone. La fuerza de la gota, sino la constancia.
It's not its strength, but its constancy, its perseverance.
Y para eso me basaré en el pasaje de Mateo 15, 21 al 28, donde la mujer cananea va a Jesús y quisiera resaltar de ese pasaje unos puntos.
So he will use from the Bible, Matthew 15, from 21 to 28.
Era de Tiro, región de navegantes.
It's about the Canaanite, the fate of the Canaanite woman.
¿Recuerdan a Jezabel?
She was from Tyre. Do you remember Jezabel?
¿Recuerdan a Acab?
Do you remember King Ahab?
Y tal vez habían prevenciones sobre gente de esa ciudad, de esa población.
There were some preventions to people of this city.
Tanto Acab como Jezabel llevaron a Israel a la idolatría.
Because
Jezebel
and Ahab drove Israel to injustice.
Los discípulos se sienten fastidiados de que alguien esté dando voces detrás de ellos.
The disciples were displeased with her because she was yelling before them. After
en otras
them.
Palabras dirían, ¿por qué no te callas?
They wanted to tell her, why don't you shut up?
Jesús no le respondió.
Jesus didn't answer her.
Para los judíos, los gentiles en ocasiones eran tratados, aunque disimule un poquito, perrillos, como perros, como inmundos. Y era prohibido entrar a la casa de los gentiles, para los judíos.
For Jews, the gentiles were like dogs because they were like unclean and they were not allowed to enter in the house of God.
Como paradoja, cuando iban a crucificar a Jesús, no quisieron entrar a saludar a Pilato, a hablar con Pilato, porque tenían al otro día que ir al templo.
Yeah, even the leaders, religious leaders in the time of Jesus, when they were to crucify him, they didn't want to enter the temple of Pilatus.
Eran muy escrupulosos para hablar con los gentiles.
They didn't want to talk to Gentiles.
Pero no fueron escrupulosos para matar al Señor.
But they didn't have these preventions to kill our Lord.
Sí, Jesús no le respondía y todas estas cosas. Al final, Jesús le dice, es que el pan es para los hijos, no para los perrillos.
Then Jesus tells this woman that the bread is for the children, not for the dogs.
Y ella, humillada, constante, dice, los perrillos también comen de las migajas que caen al piso.
But she was humble but persistent, and she answered him that also dogs eat from the bread that falls from the table of the children.
Y otro dicho, la constancia vence lo que la dicha no alcanza.
And another saying that persistence achieves what like grace cannot give, not grace, but like a skill cannot give.
Comienza la obra en Suba, al principio en una casa donde se nos entraba el agua, el piso era como en arenilla, la puerta era una hoja de zinc.
Then the work in Suba started. First, the church was very simple. It didn't have floor.
Hubo grandes dificultades económicas y de todo tipo.
We had many difficulties, economical difficulties and of many kinds.
Estas son 10 personas bautizadas. Ya estamos en otro sitio. El que vieron ustedes en el video que decía Iglesia Menonita de Suba.
Yes, in the video there was a presentation of the church, the current location. These people was baptized in that church in 2016. There were 10 people in there that got baptized.
Hemos recurrido a varios sistemas de evangelización.
We have evangelized in several ways.
Repartir literatura casa por casa.
We have given a Christian treatise house by house.
En el parque llevar un conjunto musical.
We have worshipped in parks.
Pero, ¿qué nos ha dado resultado?
But what has worked best?
Las personas que pasan por la puerta de la iglesia.
Is people that is passing in front of the door of the church.
Escuchan el mensaje. Escuchan la adoración.
They hear the worship.
Escuchan los testimonios.
They hear the message and the testimonies.
Se sientan y se quedan.
They sit and they stay.
Ese ha sido, no es como nosotros queramos, sino como Dios quiere.
So it's not as we want, but as God wants.
Y para finalizar,
to end,
¿qué estamos haciendo?
What we are doing now.
Hay una institución que, del gobierno colombiano de educación gratuita que se llama SENA.
There is an education institution of the government called SENA. It is for free.
¿Qué quiere decir Servicio Nacional de Aprendizaje? No sé.
The meaning is National Service of Learning.
En la iglesia de Suba funciona el SENA también.
In our small church in Suba, this institution is working.
Donde
also
se están capacitando personas que no tienen los medios para hacerlo.
And some people is taking lessons in technical trades in this school.
Adultos no cabemos sino 25, 30.
There is room only for 25, between 25 and 30 adults.
En ese lote que ustedes vieron, que es de 10 por 17.
But in that lot that you saw, that is 33 feet by 55.
¿Cuántas personas podríamos capacitar?
We could train more people.
Todo un reto.
It's a challenge.
Nosotros, Vladimir ni yo, vivimos de un sueldo de la iglesia. Este viaje es por cuenta de nuestros ingresos, para que ustedes se den cuenta, y nosotros queremos en que dar a conocer nuestra iglesia y estar enviándoles, si ustedes no lo permiten, informes sobre ella.
Yes. We don't receive a salary like that from the church. This trip was not paid by the church, it was paid by our own resources. And we want to continue giving account to you and telling you about what is going on in this church.
Queremos pasar de las 35 a 50 personas en uno o dos años a que la asistencia se duplique.
We would like that in one or two years to have the double of the people that is going now, that is like between 35 and 50.
Y con el correr de los años,
and in the years, with some years,
que se siga multiplicando.
That it will continue multiplying and increasing.
Permítame.
We will pray.
Padre, Muchas gracias,
Father, thank you, Lord,
por la oportunidad,
for the opportunity, Lord,
que nos has dado,
that you have given us,
de traer el mensaje,
to bring this message,
de tu palabra,
of your word.
Agradecemos.
We thank you.
Y oramos por los pastores.
And we pray for pastors.
Oramos por la comunidad.
We pray for this community.
Que el fuego de tu Espíritu Santo,
a fire of your Holy Spirit,
sea llenándolos.
Fill them.
Y que un espíritu sabio y entendido,
and that a wise spirit,
reine sobre ellos.
Will be king on them, your spirit, Lord.
Que tu palabra,
that your word,
sea lámpara a sus pies.
Be lamp on their feet.
Y lumbrera a su camino.
And light on their way.
Los bendecimos.
We bless them.
Sabiendo que desde los cielos,
knowing that from skies,
tú estás diciendo amén a nuestra oración.
From the heavens, you say amen to our prayer.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amén.
Amen. Thank you.
We want to thank Jaime and Vladimir for translating and for bringing us the story of their work in Bogota. As I mentioned before, we do have an opportunity to share in that work with the basket on the back bench. I'd like to have a prayer on the fellowship meal so that when that's ready, that we will be able to eat in the basement here. And I just encourage you to... Also, Vladimir mentioned in Sunday school class this morning that he will be traveling back, I think, next week or within the week to Colombia again, and we'll spend probably 2 months there and then return back. So we might not see a lot of Vladimir for the next couple of months. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for a word from your church in Colombia. We thank you that you've got children all over the world, and you've blessed all your people with your good gifts, and pray that we can appreciate and share and be a resource to churches that can use that. We thank you for everyone here. Pray that you be with concerns that have been voiced this morning. But this morning we thank you especially for the food that'll be enjoyed and our time of fellowship that we enjoy as part of your family. Thank you for that blessing, and thank you for blessing that food to our use. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.